Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. Today, we're going to talk about a very powerful frequency of divine love. This sacred light is known as the flame of transfiguring divine love, and it is the most powerful force of love in the universe. Our Father, Mother, God have revealed and given us this gift of life at this particular time, so that humanity can use this for our transformational process that we're really going through at a greatly accelerated pace right now. This sacred fire contains within its frequencies a divine intelligence that will help each of us to recognize the distortions of our belief systems that are keeping us trapped in the illusion of pain and suffering. As you listen to our program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers around the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'm going to be sharing life-transforming information from on high during the radio programs that we have, but I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Please listen to the information as food for thought, then take it into your heart and ask your God self to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. Know that as this love from the heart of God lifts you up, it is lifting up all life on this planet. The enlightening information that we're going to explore today is being given to us by the company of heaven. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but sometimes challenging time on earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. As we begin today, let's empower this flame of transfiguring divine love by joining together in one pointed consciousness for a meditation. I'll state the meditation in the first person so that we'll all experience it personally. But please join with me now through the full power of your attention. Breathing in deeply, I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I instantly relax and I feel peaceful and at one with all life. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. And for this moment, I focus my attention on my in-breath and my out-breath. I gently close my eyes and remove my attention from the outer world as I reverently enter the divinity of my heart. I am aware of my presence in the world, and I know I am one with all life. But I am also living light, the electronic radiance of my eternal flame of life. The living light that I am shines through every cell of my earthly bodies, my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I see these vehicles being transformed into a blazing sun. I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I ascend in consciousness through all realms and dimensions into the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. Within this force field of pure divine love, I am instantly enveloped in the embrace of God's unfathomable, transfiguring divine love. I hear the melodious tones, and I absorb the celestial fragrance of this divine essence. Suddenly, I feel myself rising even higher into frequencies of love beyond anything I have ever experienced. I begin to experience previously unknown vibrations of transfiguring divine love. I pierce into the very core of purity within this sacred flame, and its splendor permeates my very being. This sacred flame is a deep rose color with an aquamarine aura of divine clarity. Within the center of the flame is a resplendent opalescent sun of transfiguration. This magnificent gift from my godparents contains within its frequency transfiguring patterns of divine love beyond anything I have ever known about or even dared to dream about. My I Am presence anchors the flame of transfiguring divine love within my heart flame. This unparalleled frequency of divine love begins to expand as a tremendous beacon of light, and it magnetizes into itself the full spectrum of divine light pulsating in the causal body of my Father, Mother, God. The opalescent sun of transfiguration blazes in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Through this activity of light, my earthly bodies are being purified and transfigured into the infinite perfection of my solar light bodies. The deep rose flame of love within this sacred fire lifts me into a place of divine truth, and I realize my oneness with all life in a new and more profound way. I am experiencing a love and reverence for life beyond anything I've ever dreamed possible. Divine wisdom is awakening within my heart, and in a flash of enlightenment, I know and fully understand how I am to convey this reverence for all life to the mass consciousness of humanity. This realization is seared into my conscious mind and will now be tangibly available to me whenever I need to recall this sacred knowledge in my service to humanity and all life. The flame of transfiguring divine love's aquamarine aura of divine clarity now begins to gently bathe me in a radiance of divine intelligence. Through this activity of light, I am lifted into a new level of lucidity, comprehension, knowing, wisdom, insight, discernment, and divine understanding. As I revel in the wonder of this magnificent frequency of divine clarity, I begin to grasp the magnitude of the opportunities that are contained within this gift from my Father, Mother, God. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept the opportunities that are now being presented to me within the heart of God. And I volunteer to be an instrument of God for this divine force of transfiguring divine love. Through the intervention of my I Am presence, I consecrate my life to be the open door through which the full spectrum of the patterns of infinite perfection within the flame of transfiguring divine love will now flow to bless all life on earth. Now for a sublime moment, I hold these lights, this energy, this divinity within my heart flame, and I assimilate this experience as I breathe in and breathe out slowly and rhythmically. With each in-breath, I ascend higher and higher into the multifaceted celestial frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love. And with each out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth and consecrate all life on earth. I accept that from this moment forward, my holy breath will be the vehicle through which this sacred gift from the heart of God will bless all life on this sweet earth. With every in-breath, I reach higher into the realms of perfection within the frequencies of this gift of life, and with every out-breath, I magnetize this sacred fire into the world of form. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. As I allow these energies to be anchored within my heart flame and assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, beloved ones, today we're going to talk about the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love. Our godparents have given this gift to humanity at this time in order to assist us in our transformational process. This sacred fire contains within its essence a divine intelligence that will help each of us to recognize the distortions of our belief systems that are keeping us trapped in the illusion of pain and suffering. It is the most powerful frequency of divine love in the universe. We are in the midst of a very powerful shift of consciousness, actually the greatest that has ever occurred on Earth in the history of time. This shift is known as the shift of the ages, and it is lifting all humanity into a new level of awareness that will gradually result in transforming this sweet Earth into a planet of love, peace, abundance, and joy. The higher level of consciousness we are now tapping into is reuniting us with our mighty I Am presence, and it is healing our self-inflicted separation from our Father, Mother, God, and the divinity within our own hearts. Once this unprecedented shift of consciousness has been fully integrated into the conscious minds and feeling worlds of all humanity, every person is going to realize that we can no longer rely on our mental perceptions alone or our logical thinking. Each person will clearly understand that it is time for us now to reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we are on earth during this moment of transfiguration. Our lower human egos have led us into the distorted perception that the physical plane is all that exists and that our physical bodies is all that we are. But that is an illusion. The truth is that we are multidimensional beings of light, and the physical plane is actually the very last dimension that reflects change, and believe it or not, it is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. Once we begin recognizing that and opening up to the multidimensional facets of our divinity, we will tap into our full divine potential as co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. This is what a major portion of this shift of consciousness involves. This shift that we are now in the midst of involves a unique experiment that has never been attempted in any system of worlds. Because of that fact, we are receiving more assistance from all of the beings of light throughout the whole of creation than has ever been bestowed on any evolving planet. At this time, there are literally legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies focusing their love and their light on this small planet. Every light being in the universe is pulling for us and assisting us the maximum that cosmic law will allow. The victorious accomplishment of this experiment will actually create a new level of godhood that will increase the light in every facet of life in the body of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God. Never has a planet that has fallen this far into the depths of fear and separation been given an opportunity to ascend in consciousness at such an accelerated rate. The Earth and all her life are now ascending up the spiral of evolution from the third dimension through the fourth dimension and into the fifth dimension. This process usually takes millions of years, but this time, this ascension is taking place in what the beings of light are referring to as the twinkling of an eye. We are always a sum total of all of our experiences. So as we complete our shift of consciousness on Earth, we are bringing our unique collective experiences with us into our next evolutionary school of learning. This means that our collective experiences will be recorded in the halls of knowledge and made available to every evolving soul. The sons and daughters of God evolving throughout this universe will then be able to learn and benefit from our experiences without ever having to delve into the depths of pain and suffering the souls evolving on Earth have endured. For this reason, the entire universe is rejoicing, and the beings of light are endeavoring to assist us in every way that they can. The most amazing assistance ever given to humanity by our Father, Mother, God is the gift of this flame of transfiguring divine love. This miraculous gift is the most powerful frequency of divine love in the universe. It is an unfathomable love that has been relatively dormant since the beginning of time. For billions of years, this unparalleled divine love has been held within the heart of our Father, Mother, God, awaiting the moment when it would be activated by the collective invocation, the heart call, of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity. During the dawn of this new millennium that we are now in the first decade of, the solar logos from our central sun, Alpha and Omega, evaluated Earth's progress and determined that the greatest need of the hour for this planet was for increase of God's divine love. At that time, at the dawn of this new millennium, it was clear that without superhuman divine intervention, there would be millions of souls who would not be ready in time to make the shift of the ages, which was imminent. With that heart knowing, Alpha and Omega sent forth a clarion call to the universe, asking for assistance to activate the flame of transfiguring divine love. The response came on celestial wings of love and compassion from the far reaches of the cosmos. Literally billions and billions of light beings volunteered to assist Alpha and Omega in this divine mission. When all was in readiness, the illumined souls throughout the cosmos joined together in perfect unison with the I Am presence of every evolving soul on earth. As one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the collective I Am presence of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity invoked the flame of transfiguring divine love into action. For several months, this sacred flame built in momentum and might until it was powerful enough to be sustained within the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. Then, in a miraculous act of divine grace, our Father Mother God securely anchored the flame of transfiguring divine love into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. This sacred flame is an exquisite rose color with an aquamarine clarity. Pulsating within the center is the opalescent sun of transfiguration. This magnificent gift from our Father Mother God contains within it frequencies of divine love and transfiguration beyond anything that the earth had ever experienced. When it is anchored within the heart flame, within humanity, the love sends forth a beacon of light that magnetizes into itself the full spectrum of divine light pulsating in the causal body of God. This means that now this is a magnetic force of love drawing into our heart flames the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God. As the transfiguring divine love permeates every cell, organ, gland, muscle, electron, atom, atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in our four earthly bodies, an environment is created in which the God self within each person is quickened and exalted to take full dominion. As this occurs, our earthly bodies are being transfigured into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. We are literally transforming ourselves from carbon-based physical human beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. This is an individual process that is taking place within each person according to each one's ability to assimilate and integrate the unprecedented frequencies of this divine light. Now encoded within the frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love is a divine intelligence. This intelligence is capable of discerning and revealing to each person, actually exposing in the light of divine clarity within each of us the experiences, beliefs, attitudes, fears, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we are utilizing to support our belief systems that conflict with the truth of our oneness with all life. This divine intelligence exposes the illusion of our separation from God and any beliefs or actions that reflect a lack of reverence for all life. It helps us to understand through new levels of clarity that we are all one. As the divine clarity of the flame of transfiguration enters our conscious minds, we begin to truly know that every human being is divine, regardless of how far his or her behavior patterns or life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. This is a vitally important part of our realization. This is part of humanity's healing process. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, and whatever we focus our attention on, we empower and bring into form. If we are constantly thinking and talking about the negative behavior patterns people are participating in, or the things that we don't like about the people themselves, we simply add our energy and power to the very things that we don't like. This is true whether we're talking about our loved ones, our friends, our coworkers, our associates, our acquaintances, or our governmental officials and world leaders. Actually, the more powerful and influential a person is, the more imperative it is for us to empower their divine potential instead of focusing our attention on all the mistakes that they are making. We can empower and energize every soul's divine potential by focusing our attention on the divinity that is pulsating within their heart flame, and by asking their I Am presence to take control of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. When we do that, it gives every person's I Am presence permission to guide him or her and to respond in ways that allow them to behave in the highest good for all concerned. We can empower people's divine potential even further by asking their I Am presence to expand the divine intelligence within the flame of transfiguring divine love that is now anchored in every heart flame. This expansion of light will accelerate the process of exposing to people the erroneous belief systems that are preventing them from recognizing that they are one with all life. This may seem like a very simple anecdote for the atrocities that people are inflicting on each other throughout the world, but the beings of light have assured us that it is one of the most powerful things we can do to hasten humanity's awakening and our transfiguration. Many people are so buried in the effluvia of their negative belief systems that they cannot seem to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion in their lives effectively enough to reunite with their I Am presence, or to hear that still small voice within them. These people have no concept of the oneness of life, and they truly believe that they must lie and steal, cheat and kill for their survival. Those of us who have awakened from that nightmare, and those of us who do remember that we are one with all life, have an added responsibility of being our brothers and sisters keepers until they can awaken to this divine truth for themselves. The universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. So as we focus on the light and lift ourselves up, we pull all other life forms up with us. This does not mean that we're just passively waiting and watching for their awakening. It means that we are actively becoming instruments of God, which we volunteered to become even before we embodied on this planet. Those of you who have responded to the inner promptings of your I Am presence and are listening to this online radio broadcast have been prepared to assist in this divine mission to help awakening humanity to assimilate the energies of the shift of the ages that is now unfolding on Earth. If that were not the case, your I Am presence would not have drawn this information into your sphere of awareness. So all of us need to recognize that we have a wondrous opportunity to add to the light of the world. And the universe is joyously awaiting the opportunity to support us in every endeavor that we make to add to the light of the world. To begin this process, we need to open our hearts to every evolving soul on earth. This is not easy when we observe some of the terrible things that people are doing to each other and to the other life forms on this planet. But it is a necessary step in our becoming effective instruments of God. The most powerful awakening force in the universe is the power of God's love flowing through our sacred heart flames into the heart flame of another human being. We never know what set of circumstances have compelled people to make the choices they've made and to be on the negative paths that many of them have chosen, or what causes them to make the self-destructive decisions that they sometimes make. But in order to shift our feelings from anger and disappointment to love and understanding, we need to step back and contemplate the bigger picture. First of all, we must remember that everyone is doing the best he or she can according to their wisdom, their understanding, and their beliefs. This is true regardless of whether or not we think they should know better, or whether it is obvious to everyone else on the planet that they are doing something wrong. If the person fully understood the principle of the oneness of all life and the ramifications of their negative actions in the face of that fundamental law, they would not behave in the negative manner in which they're behaving. It is just that simple. When we grasp the truth that everyone is doing the best he or she can, our thinking changes. We no longer look at people as bad or evil, but instead we look at them as we would an unaware child who is unable to comprehend the results of their behavior. Sometimes children do really terrible things without any idea of what the end result of their actions will be. But instead of hating them or wishing them harm, we embrace them and strive to teach them a better way through love and patience. For just a moment, imagine that the person that you perceive to be the most degenerate, evil person on the planet was someone you love. What if it was your child or your husband, your wife, or your parent? You understand that they have done horrible things. But in your heart of hearts, because you love this person and know this person well, you know that in spite of their appalling behavior, there is a person inside there who is capable of doing better things. You believe in them with every fiber of your being, and you know that this person will one day awaken and choose to be the person you know they are capable of being. So you never give up hope. And you keep holding the vision for their divine potential. Right at this very moment, we probably all have people in our lives that fill this description. You continually invoke the I Am presence, and you pray that that person will wake up and choose to turn their life around. The feelings of love and compassion and hope that you would have for that loved one in that situation are the same feelings that all of us need to awaken within our hearts for every human being. After all, we truly are one family, and we are sisters and brothers in every sense of the word. Through the love, compassion, and dedicated invocations of awakened lightworkers, the flame of transfiguring divine love is now, this very moment, softening the hearts and enlightening the minds of recalcitrant souls all over the planet who are resisting moving forward in the light. These precious ones are gradually raising their heads above the negativity, and one by one they are awakening and reclaiming the path of existence that will inspire them to fulfill the mission of co-creating heaven on earth. As the flame of transfiguring divine love bathes the hearts and minds of humanity, more and more people are awakening and remembering who they are and why they are here. This transfiguring process is opening the door for the light of God to increase on earth. When people awaken and their consciousness is raised up, they literally begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the effect of allowing people to clearly perceive the divine truth within all life, and they begin to understand that every facet of life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Then people know there is no us and them. We are all one. When this truth resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept, and the concept of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, or any other reflection of our belief in separation becomes impossible to tolerate. Now, unfortunately, this intolerance often exacerbates the problem. When people awaken and their consciousness is raised up, and they begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears, this phenomenon has the effect of allowing people to clearly perceive the divine truth, that we're all interrelated. So people know, since there is no us and them, that these atrocities that people are inflicting on each other should not be tolerated. With that realization, the atrocities we witness people inflicting on each other become absurd and ludicrous to us, even insane. This often makes us get on our soapbox and we start preaching to these people and becoming judgmental and critical. Sometimes our reflex response for a newly awakened person is to take a stand against those negative situations and behavior patterns, which causes us to polarize ourselves against those people. Again, when we polarize ourselves against someone or a group of people, we motivate them to fight back. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. We recreate a whole new problem of us and them. We often attempt to solve the problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people we are polarized against into seeing things our way. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince them that their way of thinking and feeling is flawed. But because they don't see the bigger picture, they in turn argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by unrealistic idealism. These arguments are futile, of course, and only intensify our polarization. There's a statement that says, "People do not know what they do not know." When we awaken, our consciousness is raised up, and our perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater clarity and awareness. This shift of consciousness allows one to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This creates an inner knowing within the awakened person's heart center that is undeniable and indisputable. When an unawakened person tries to discredit this inner knowing of an awakened person, it's like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there's no such thing as color or music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music, and the sighted hearing person would have compassion for the deaf and blind person and would respond to him or her with patience and understanding, just like we would a child who didn't understand or didn't know any better. Unfortunately, we cannot as easily tell if someone is awakened or not. So we often make the mistake of assuming that people know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they're capable of understanding. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things. And this is when we begin to expect more of them and polarize ourselves against them. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere. And it is the time that was referred to in the Bible as the time when all that is hidden must now be revealed. It is the time when humanity is being purged of the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos. These patterns are being pushed to the surface by the light of God to be transmuted and healed. There is no separation. We cannot just say cancel, cancel, and expect the past to go away. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. So what is happening now is that when we invoke the light of God, that light enters the core of purity, the divine potential in every electron of life, and it pushes to the surface everything that conflicts with that divine potential. This is a necessary part of our transfiguration, and a cleansing and a purging that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimensional frequencies of limitless physical perfection. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, and the atrocities of war and terrorism, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other activities that reflect humanity's fear and belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, but now they are being pushed to the surface at a greatly accelerated pace. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized because of this purging process. On one hand, we're awakening, but that means that we're recognizing more of the negativity that is manifesting. That sometimes triggers us into becoming more critical and more judgmental of those who are participating in those behavior patterns. So people are becoming polarized over the war, the economy, taxes, health and health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management and labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is in the midst of this incredible shift of consciousness, and that the earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. So in order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process and for heaven and earth to become a manifest reality, which is our divine destiny, we must heal this polarization that is occurring all over the planet. Then peace and abundance and all of the other patterns of perfection for the new earth will become the order of the day on this blessed planet. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to awakened lightworkers to heal this polarization. This means that you and me and every other awakened soul on this earth have a greater responsibility to invoke the light and to hold the sacred space for this transformation until our fellow sisters and brothers awaken and take responsibility for their own life transmutation. This is our purpose and reason for being in embodiment on Earth at this time. And we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. We have been prepared for eons of time to add to the light of the world during this cosmic moment. Each and every one of us has already accomplished whatever it is we have volunteered to complete in this dimension, or we would not have been given permission to come to Earth to accomplish this facet of the goal. What that means is, no matter how large or how grandiose our mission is, we have the ability to accomplish it. So what affects one part of life affects all life. This again means, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up with me. Instead of polarizing against everything that we disagree with, we need to co-create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of our separation obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor. We have the ability to daily and hourly lift our life and our hearts into higher frequencies as we take power away from the negativity and the illusion of separation and focus our attention on our I Am Presence and the I Am Presence pulsating in the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on Earth. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect reverence or the oneness of life, we have the ability to invoke the flame of transfiguring divine love into that situation. This sacred fire will transfigure all aspects of the problem and reveal to the person through the flame of divine intelligence the distorted perceptions and belief systems that have created the problem in the first place. It will allow them to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. Then, as this energy surfaces, we can blaze the violet flame through it and transmute the negative thought patterns and archetypes that created the problem in the first place back into light. Once this process is complete, we must then envision and empower with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings what we want to create in place of the negative situation that we are transmuting through the light. Remember, we empower with every thought, word, action, or feeling what we are focusing our attention on. If we want to change what is occurring, we need to focus our attention on the positive things instead of the negative things. Even though negativity draws our attention, all we need to do is blaze the violet flame through it and say to ourselves, what do I want instead of that? Then we must set about co-creating new positive realities by consistently thinking, feeling, speaking, and acting toward that goal. With this process, we are powerful beyond our knowing. So let's take advantage of this opportunity now, and let's join together in the final portion of our time together today and empower this magnificent flame of transfiguring divine love, drawing more of this energy into the physical plane, transmuting the negativity that's surfacing, and anchoring and empowering the archetypes for the new Earth. Please join me now by going within to the divinity of your heart. And again, I will state this invocation in the first person. Feel this light flowing through your heart flame and through you as you serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on Earth. I am a universal force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me and through the heart flames of every person evolving on this planet. The flaming heart of divine love is now encapsulating the earth, and it is transfiguring into light every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is less than God's divine potential. As this heart that is enveloping the earth radiates forth the patterns of perfection for the new earth, it magnetizes from all the realms of perfection the patterns from the causal body of God that are destined to manifest on this planet. Through this activity of light, I am selflessly paving the way for the new earth. I am joining forces with the dedicated lightworkers around the world who are also selflessly serving the light. I am the I Am presence of every soul, permanently setting this earth on a planetary course of divine love right here and right now. I am expanding the flame of transfiguring divine love through every facet of life. And through that activity, each person is lifted into a new level of knowing. I am all love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of transfiguring divine love do I immerse myself and all life on this sweet earth. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body filled with love becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle radiating love transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my I Am presence is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of transfiguring divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to reclaim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of transfiguring divine love, permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of transfiguring divine love in all life and the continuity of this love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all transfiguring divine love. I was born out of this frequency of love. I am evolving through this frequency of love. And I am ascending back into the heart of my Father, Mother, God through this frequency of divine love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is, beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Precious heart, feel this energy of love blazing through you, expanding through every heart flame. I want to thank you with all of the love of my heart for this special time together today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together again to expand our chalice of light as we add to the light of the world. Create a glorious week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and my website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.